a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
All right, it's a Thursday inside the Mandalay Bay Convention Center on Radio Row in Las Vegas. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us from the Chicago Bears, this guy keeps on just having good season after good season after good season. It's weird. I keep on calling him the most underrated wide receiver in the league, and he shouldn't be underrated anymore because he's been good for a very long time. And that, of course, is DJ Moore on behalf of Mountain Dew. DJ, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Being here with Mountain Dew has been a blast, you know, especially with the new Baja Blast being available everywhere this year. So I'm just not at Taco Bell.
Yeah. I got to ask you, though, and we'll talk more about Mountain Dew in just a bit. Does the underrated tag annoy you? Because like Keenan Allen forever has been the most underrated wide receiver in football. And I go, when everyone says you're the most underrated wide receiver in football, shouldn't they just then rate you properly? Like you're a top 10 wide receiver.
The underrated tech don't bother me. You know, I just go out there and do me, no matter what the narrative is. At the end of the day, being underrated, no, when you make big splashes, you start trending. So I'm happy with it.
When you look at your time in Carolina and now the last few years in Chicago, for you, what's been the biggest difference as you continue to just get better and better as a player?
I just had a reset, you know, had a reset this year. And it was like I was a rookie going into Chicago. So even though it was my sixth year, I just had to reset and just hone in on what I usually do and do it better than what I was doing in Carolina.
Was that at all bizarre for you, the whole process? Like, we know Carolina, they end up getting their quarterback, you know, a year later via the future in Bryce Young. But was that, like, bizarre for you, the whole process when the trade did go down?
Yeah, it was a little shocking. I thought I was going to be in Carolina forever, but that didn't happen. They gave up the trade for the number one pick, which made me feel like I was the number one pick for the Bears. So I was pretty happy when I really got there. So at the beginning, it was just like a lot of uncertainty and a little scary because I've always been in Carolina.
Yeah, it was really, you look back at the deal, it was highway robbery for the Chicago Bears. Like, hey, maybe Bryce Young turns out to be a great player, but now Chicago has the number one overall pick again. You guys got better as the season did go on. And we'll see what happens, obviously, this offseason, as there's a lot of speculation. You're probably tired of the speculation already.
I see a lot of it between Justin and Caleb. So I'm just looking forward to really getting it narrowed down to what's really going on.
So you sell me on Justin Fields. I think the organization has failed him more than it's on him when you look back at his first 3 years in the NFL. But you are with the guy. You know the guy very well through this last year. Justin Fields, what do you think he could end up being as a quarterback?
It could be top 10. You know, right now he's still learning. He's still growing. As you've seen at the end of the year, what he was doing, what was able to do with the offense and just doing everything that he can to put us in the best possible position to win. It was great just to see him grow after he got hurt for those 4 or 5 games and then come back on a tear. It was amazing.
What would you do? Like, let's say you're the general manager. You're Ryan Poles. What do you do with the number one overall?
Everybody know I'm a big Justin advocate. So I say we keep Justin and just keep building up the roster.
So Marvin Harrison Jr. has been that player that's been speculated.
Yeah.
Getting him in that wide receiving room, You know, I know that you'd have two great options, a great 1-2 punch. Would that be something that would entice you?
That would be good. You know, I'm always going to root for the hometown kid. You know, grew up watching him grow up, and we ran on the same track team. So it would be amazing to see him be on the same team with me and just go out there and show what he can do.
Talking to DJ Moore right now, Matt Eberflus, as a head football coach, how would you know you've had a few coaches in this league? How would you describe playing for Coach Eberflus?
He was motivating us and keeping us all together throughout the year, throughout the ups and downs. So it's a testament to him to just keep the locker room together, and then the leaders of the locker room just going and just emphasizing that message and just staying together.
Are you kind of numb to all the change that happens in the NFL? Like, you go from Carolina, and then this was your first year in Chicago. Now, right, you had Luke Getsy. Now you have a new offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron. Does this change? It just feels normal now, even though you have to learn all these new things?
Yeah, it's become normal, and I've become numb to it because I know at the end of the day it's a product. What you do, what have you done for me lately type business. So just having turnover like that is just – normal, and I know I got to go out there produce what I can before I get up out of there.
So, like, when you have to learn a new system, and I don't know how much like contact you're even allowed to have at this point. How do you try to get ahead of the curve so you guys don't have a slow start?
You know, you could watch film on where you came from. So I watched some film on Seattle and what they do, and watch the receivers and how they were running concepts with last year.
Did you see that clip yesterday of Jaxon Smith-Njigba? Did you at all see that?
I seen a little bit of it about him talking about Shane.
Yeah, he was like, is this off? Like, it was just – it didn't look good. He tried to save himself. It didn't look good, though.
It was a little mix, so I don't know how to take it. So I'm going to just form my own opinion when I really get down to it.
Have you had conversations with Shane so far?
We text, and that was about it. So when we see each other in person, I think it's going to be more like – dialogue and what's going on.
So you're easy to root for, as DJ Moore is here with us on behalf of Mountain Dew. Obviously, you're a heck of a player. People want to see Chicago get back to what they're capable of. I think it's good for the NFL. You being in that building, knowing Ryan Poles, who believed in you, traded for you, knowing Matt Eberflus, as this is a big year for him. Why do you think this group and what you guys are doing in Chicago is going to end up ultimately working when we see the Bears get back into the playoffs consistently?
It's just a lot of togetherness. Everybody's just one and on the same page from the top down, from the ownership all the way down to the janitor. We all on the same page of what we want to get accomplished. And you've seen bits and pieces of that last year. And then to finish out the year, well, we lost to Green Bay. But the games before that, you've seen it all on a rise. So we look forward to doing that.
What are your thoughts on this game coming up on Sunday between the Chiefs and Niners?
I got the Niners winning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I'm picking the Niners, too.
Yeah.
I feel like every person I've talked to this week on this show goes, man, the Niners have a great team, but I can't bet against or I can't pick against Patrick Mahomes. Why are you going with the Niners?
I'm going with the Niners just based off of Christian. No, just the player he is, and then just knowing how hard he worked. So he's going to try to pull it off on his own, or, you know, the whole team going – either raise up to the occasion or it's going to be bad.
Well, how'd you process the whole former teammate of yours, obviously Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore is here with us. His mother basically shaming Olivia and him to go get a luxury box for a Super Bowl and putting that out on social media. I think Christian has $2 million to spare for a Super Bowl box, right?
Oh, $2 million is a lot for a box, but I think they got it, didn't they? So I think they pulled it off, and hey, kudos to them. I don't know if I would have spent $2 million.
Yeah, probably not. I tell everyone, hey, operate on your own. Get your own tickets. Don't shame me publicly in the media to get a nice luxury box at the Super Bowl. How do you look back at that experience in Carolina when you were with Christian McCaffrey? You know, you're a great offensive player. He's obviously an elite offensive player. What did you guys kind of learn from one another?
Just work ethic and just feeding off each other. You know, we did some workouts during the offseason together and just seeing how hard he works and just – if I made a play, he would want to make a play. If he made a play, then I think I'd want to make a play and go out there and do what's best for the team when we was in Carolina. You know, at the end of the day, we was doing all we could, and that's what we did.
So tell me what you're doing today on behalf of Mountain Dew.
I'm here to promote Baja Blast. You know, they went from just being at Taco Bell. Now they're nationwide every day. So y'all got to go get it. And then they got a great Super Bowl commercial coming this Sunday. So I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I hope everybody loves it.
Are you in the commercial?
I can't tell you that.
Oh, okay. Under a little embargo. We may just got some special piece of information here. when you look at other receivers around the league, who are some guys that you just really respect and you go, man, some of the best in the league?
I give it to Steph. Been watching for a while. Justin, Devontae, Keenan Allen, people like that. They just go out there and just do their games, and they all got different ways of playing receivers. So I watch their tape.
The last year with Stephon Diggs in Buffalo was bizarre. Mm-hmm. And you know, he didn't have a touchdown for a long stretch towards the end of the season. I think it was like week six. His last 100-yard game as well. But what do you really like about Stephon Diggs as a wide receiver that makes you think he still has a few years of really highly productive?
Maryland guy. No, that's right. A big thing. That's
you're a little guy. The Maryland guy, the McCaffrey connection, that's what I realized.
Yeah, so, no, just seeing his game always be the same and him evolving from going from Minnesota to the Bills, it's been great. So I still watch him, and I know he'd be – frustrated sometimes, but that's the passion for that he has for the game.
So with the connection with Stephon, I'm just wondering, with him going through something similar, being the guy in Minnesota, then getting traded to Buffalo, is there anything that you kind of learned from that from afar with your situation, Carolina, Chicago?
I seen that he had great numbers, so I was like, shoot, maybe this is a good opportunity. And then, also Christian got traded, so yeah. He had a great opportunity to go, too.
Well, hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. Good luck the rest of the way.
Hey, thank you.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.